Now, there have been a lot of infuriating things this week, as there is every week, I am afraid to tell you. Anthony Dockrell is in with the week that was to tell us just how frustrating it's been. Morning, Anthony.
I like how you introduce me. My name is going to become like a trigger to people. They're going, ah!
Well, you were saying to me before we switched the mics on that you can't even call it peak stupid anymore.
No. Every week is peak stupid.
Every week is peak stupid.
Well, look, and where do we start this week? Let's start with the real difference between Australia and America. Seeing Scott Morrison and a whole lot of mining magnates are over there at the moment. Let's look how each country does conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes, tinfoil hat, let's get it out.
Yeah, like in America after 9/11, you know, the major conspiracy theory that, you know, emerged, that was an inside job. And not just any inside job, but George W. Bush and the Bush family did it.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Yeah, the Bush family.
That one.
In Australia, we have a conspiracy theory about our leader, Scott Morrison. Namely, that he crapped his dacks at the Engadine McDonald's in 1997.
We want the truth, Scott.
Sometimes you just got to love this country, don't you? Like, Oh, yeah. I mean, that's Australia. And, you know, why am I talking about this conspiracy theory and a yucky one at that? Well, Scott Morrison at the Midwinter Ball in Parliament House mentioned it this week. So, you know, it's in the news cycle. It's fair game. And Tess, let's hear Morrison breaking his silence on the matter.
What really happened at the Engadine McDonald's in 1997? It will remain the mystery of the ages.
The mystery of the ages.
Yeah. He may live to regret letting that one float back to the surface.
Ooh.
But look, segueing from Morrison, potentially soiling himself, to his government soiling the family courts. This week, the Morrison government announced that it was going to hold a review into the family court chaired by Kevin Andrews and Pauline Hanson.
I hate it. I'm going to walk into the ocean.
Where do we start with this?
I don't know.
Look, Pauline Hanson has already disqualified herself from the inquiry by showing how biased she is on the matter when she used parliamentary privilege to attack the family court and the ex-wife of her son. I don't know if you've heard about this, but she did this in Parliament. And she's also made a claim that women invent stories of domestic violence to win favours in the court.
Yeah, because, you know, you get so many things handed to you, of course, when you accuse someone of domestic violence. Everyone loves you and nobody comes after you for it.
Yeah, look, it's dangerous, it's stupid, it's typically ill-informed position. I mean, look, I looked at stats, there's very little data, but at the, you know, it seems to be around 4-12% on both sides. On both sides, which means that, 88-96% are real. So putting aside that she's hopelessly biased and her mind is already made up.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
There's also the other reason why she should not be chairing this inquiry.
What, that she's just Pauline Hanson?
She's not qualified to review a box of chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, is she really qualified to review the federal court, the federal family court?
Well, the worst part is they seem to think she is, but the answer is pretty clear in my mind.
Yeah. Look, a cynical person would view this review as a cheap way of paying off One Nation for the votes that the government has been getting and will get in the future in the Senate. The review is a key part of One Nation's platform, and Pauline is close to delivering now for her largely male constituency.
There it is.
Yeah. So, look, today people will be marching to protest inaction on climate change. Yay.
Yep.
And yesterday, Liberal MP Craig Kelly jumped into the debate with a statement that beggars belief. For those listening who don't know who Craig Kelly is, he's a backbencher, a Liberal backbencher, and he's a regular on Sky News when they need to have a little bit of TV clickbait. He's one of the Liberal Party's most vocal climate change deniers, and unlike David Littleproud, who dipped his toes in the water about climate change denying and then quickly ran away screaming, Craig Kelly's out loud and proud on the matter. Here's just a part of what he had to say in Parliament yesterday.
Oh, I don't want to play this.
I understand how persuasive the peer group pressure can be for teenagers and their desire to conform and fit in with the crowd. However, I would say to any student considering joining the so-called climate protest, don't be a sheep and think for yourself, because you are being used and manipulated and everything you are told is a lie. The facts are, there is no link between climate change and drought. Polar bears are increasing in number. Today's generation is safer from extreme weather than at any time in human history.
Yeah, look, Craig Kelly is full of what Scott Morrison's undies may have been full of in 1997. And that polar bear thing is just one of the oldest chestnuts of climate change deniers. There's about 25,000, no one really knows the real number, polar bears. And that whole nonsense about polar bear numbers, that's based on just some nonsense that came out of Russia about 40 years ago. But let's end on a positive note.
Oh, yay!
Anyone marching today not only has our full support,
yes.
Let's remember, you're marching because of people like Craig Kelly, these proud, ignorant, egotistical men. Almost all of these people are men, and they are the people of yesterday and you are the people of tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell chatting the week that was. A lot of things happening this week. Not all of them brilliant, but the climate strikes today. Absolutely something to behold. I will see you down there.